This is AcademiCast, Texas Tech University's podcast series from the Office of the Provost. I'm Scott Earlbeck, and I will be covering the top academic and research stories on campus. And later in the program, we'll spotlight student of integrated scholarship, Demira Ollinger. But first, university leaders are expanding on-campus student housing. A two-building complex for upperclassmen and graduate students will be built near 19th Street and the Texas Tech Parkway. The complex will be able to house more than 450 graduate students. Texas Tech President Dwayne Nellis says that the new complex is essential for Texas Tech's growth.
So this new housing facility is a testament to our current growth, our recruitment efforts, the success of those. It reinforces Texas Tech University's commitment to students.
The housing complex is scheduled to open in the fall of 2014. In other news, university researchers are investigating Texas quail population. More than $240,000 in grants will support two research projects focusing on the recent decline of wild quail. Leading the studies are researchers from Texas Tech's Department of Natural Resources Management and the Institute of Environmental and Human Health. The Department of Human Development and Family Studies has introduced a graduate minor in cross-cultural studies. The program offers a multidisciplinary curriculum on topics facing multicultural and international populations. The minor is available to students in any master's or doctoral degree program. To learn more about these stories and others, visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu. And now we turn to Texas Tech's Student of Integrated Scholarship, featured here by Christina Butler.
Demira Ollinger's design capabilities and interest in environmental sustainability drew her to the field of landscape architecture. Ollinger explains that the study and practice of landscape architecture is wide-ranging, and it demands both creativity as well as analytical skills.
We do everything that's outside of a building, and so we do anything from looking at sociology in terms of interaction with people and spaces and time to of course, plant architecture and construction, things like that. So it is very hands-on. We build models, we come up with plans, all different kinds of different areas of study. When we do research, it's almost about everything, almost to the most minute details, all the way to the macro. It's all across the board.
Outside the classroom, Ollinger is committed to service. She is the events coordinator for the Texas Tech chapter of the Student American Society of Landscape Architects, and she is a member of Agra Texans. To make the most of her study abroad experience in Brazil, Ollinger worked with and gave English lessons to underprivileged children. Ollinger will complete landscape architecture's 5-year undergraduate program next spring. After graduation, she plans to pursue opportunities that promote environmental sustainability. AcademiCast is pleased to introduce Demira Ollinger as Texas Tech's newest student of integrated scholarship.
Thanks, Christina. And if you would like to learn more about Texas Tech's Students of Integrated Scholarship, visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu. And that concludes this edition of AcademiCast. Join us again in 2 weeks as we spotlight the top academic and research news from Texas Tech University, as well as profile student of integrated scholarship, Grayson Ortega.